It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. You can be part of the conversation anytime. 833-563-2539. This is interesting. Unless you're a germaphobe, then you're probably freaking out as I read this to you. But I'm wondering what you guys think about this. More people, they say, are not washing themselves and letting the body's natural bacteria do the work. These people say that soap gets rid of the skin's protective oils and alters its pH level. So when they get dirty, they just rinse off the dirt with water. One man says not using soap allows the bacteria to feast on the ammonia from his sweat, and he gets low maintenance balanced skin. Now, a dermatologist says there's nothing wrong with just rinsing, and she's talked to people who haven't used any kind of deodorant in years and says they're perfectly fine. Are we believing any of this?
I kind of do.
Oh, God, you're so gross. You are so gross.
I'm not saying I'm going to do it. But I actually had a friend in college who stopped washing her hair because she read somewhere that it's all of the, like, chemicals and, like, sulfate, all of that stuff in a lot of shampoos are so bad for your hair. And she read that if you don't wash it, your hair will only produce the amount of oil it needs to, because right now when you wash it a lot, it'll overproduce oil because your scalp is dry from the shampoo.
Ugh.
So if you go a long time, then your scalp will get back to like its homeostasis, to where it just provides enough oil to keep your scalp moist, but your hair's not super greasy.
That is disgusting.
And like, I know, like, Cameron Diaz, she, like, I don't even think uses deodorant.
Okay, for the same reason. Disgusting. 833-563-2539. Do we have any pig pens out there? Any dirty people? I just could not imagine letting the sweat. Like, I went yesterday. I went and did some disc golf for a couple of hours, and it was warm out there. I was sweaty, and I wasn't, like, a funky smell, but I'm just supposed to let that, my natural bacteria, do its work to balance out my pH, and as it said, have the bacteria feast in the ammonia from my sweat. No way. Do you know how funky that would be? That would be disgusting. There's no way I could do that.
You sweat an excessive amount.
So you're saying this is only like people that are petite and don't sweat a lot?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with petite.
It's got to be one for all, Liv. It can't be like,
I don't think it has
exceptions.
To do with petite. I was just pointing out that you do sweat a lot, so I understand that, because I feel gross. Like, I would feel disgusting if I didn't shower, but I think that what they say makes sense. I'm not going to do it, but what they're saying actually does make sense to me in my brain, because, I mean, think about like cavemen and stuff like that. Like, they didn't have soap and all of this stuff, and I do think our body does enough to protect itself. And
are you really? Hold on. I'm sorry. You brought up cavemen. Your only argument for being a stinky person that does not wash themselves with anything but water. That's what you're going with. Let's go to Debbie this morning. Hey, Debbie, thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. You're not one of those people that only washes with water, are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then what do you got?
Okay, so my friend in high school, she used to have really bad acne, and she would use, like, this face wash. Well, in, like, a week, I seen her, and her face was completely clear, and I was like, what did you do? I'm like, because her face was clear. She had no blemishes. She had none of the marks on her face. It was completely clear.
Right.
Then she told me that she used, that she looked online, and if you use your first pee in the morning and pee on a washcloth and wash your face with it.
That is disgusting.
You have got to be lying. You're making this up.
No, I am definitely not. She said that your first morning pee, because it is very sterile, that it cleared her face within a week.
These are not the thoughts of Radio Now.
Or Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
And we suggest you consult a doctor before doing that.
I want her to call in for Freak Show Friday.
No, I want to say, Debbie, thank you for the call, and I want to move on and pretend I didn't even bring this topic up. That's what I'd like to do.
Will you please have her just reach out to us?
Yeah, she lives out of state, so I'll
get
a hold of her.
Good, good.
And Debbie, weren't you telling me that she used to have really bad acne?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, and it cleared it up?
That's
crazy.
No.
Within a week.
I mean, how do you get to the point to where you're like, all right, it's early morning, let me grab a washcloth, let me sit down, let me get this steamy thing going.
And actually
wipe that on your face.
I can see you think about it and you're willing to try it, but to actually do it, to follow through with the process, is a whole nother level right there. Debbie, I want to say thank you for calling in, but I'm really not that thankful. If you do want to call in, if you want to talk about that or anything else anytime, 833-563-2539.